You know, I've had the privilege, God granted me the privilege of, you know, I was 16 years old when I met him. 16, 17, but I think 16. And when I met him, even though I was 16, I have had a lot of very serious experiences, you know, as a sinner, you know. Because I grew up in a very serious, blessed setting. And so, but God was kind enough to make me, he took me to school. I mean, the school of his presence, the school of very quickly. So I had a lot of experiences very quickly, both supernatural and also natural kingdom expression experiences. And so he's loaded me with a lot of experiences. And then another thing that God has blessed me with is a lot of failures. You know, I have a lot of blessing in that regard, you know, a lot of failures. And those failures have become the things that have really added value, you know, to my life. I cannot trade them for anything, you see. And so sometimes the reason why I do some things the way I do them is not just because of supernatural experiences I've had. It's also because of the failures I've had. And most likely any area anybody's failing at is an area that I have failed at before. And so I'm no more doing experiment. You understand? Either with my life or with people's lives. I know exactly how things will go, you know. And then by the grace of God, I've never been wrong. I can spot a madman, you know, before the psychiatrist spot a madman. The reason because I've also been mad before. So I know the signs, you know, and I know what it means, you know. And so one of my key passion is for people to have stability. I tell you the truth. You see, stability comes first. Before you are, you know, before height, I always want stability first. Because I know that no matter the height, if there is no stability, you are going to be a mockery to yourself, you know, generally. So I am, that's why sometimes when you hear me preach, I quickly throw in disclaimers here and there. When I'm saying so, especially when I'm teaching things that appear a bit somehow, I quickly throw a disclaimer. You know why I throw that disclaimer? Because I know the ways Satan comes to pick people. So I'm worrying even when I'm preaching. The enemy can use even my preaching to get somebody off, and you go to an extreme. And the unfortunate thing about extremes is that you cannot be assured of recovery. Sickness. Recovery from sickness is more sure than recovery from extreme. I don't know the demon in charge of that thing, but to recover from it is always the success rate around recovery is too low. So because of that, I usually do not take chances. And that's why I meet some people and I tell them, in fact, sometimes I advise people not to read Bible again. I advise them to read textbook and get a job sometimes, yes. You know Bible, the way read your Bible, pray every day. But sometimes someone's situation can get to a point where the advice is don't read the Bible, because the very instrument of interpretation that is inside you has already been corrupted. So for now, it shouldn't be used. And sometimes when you see us do things like that, you might think we are carnal. No, we are not carnal. We have sin. Kosi ko to bad to kenyo ma wulu mo. Ko ma wulu fura, ko de ma wulu fara. It's difficult to say that in English. I don't know. Who will help me? Jones, come and help me explain that thing.
Thank you, Papi. Ma wulu, that means you are useless. You have no value. There's nothing you can. You don't have any value, actually.
Even this Joe's interpretation is still not exactly what I want to say. You can't engage. You can't
engage in a way where there will be profit. You are living, but you can't get profit. And the people engaging you. You know, Paul told Timothy about how something about how and your profiting will appear to all. What's the previous? What did he say that he ended that statement by saying so that you're profiting? Yeah, so that your profiting will appear to all. So sometimes the enemy can get you to that point where you won't profit. So what I do in my, I just want to talk to you before I pray. I want to pray. I'm an apostle who loves stability. I make stability. Before you want to become anything you want to become, be stable. If you are stable, whatever you become, even if you make an error here or there, you know where you are coming back. You have where you can fall back to. And when you fall there, that place is real. You see? Someone says stability.
Stability.
I pray stability. You see, the scripture is an interesting place. The scripture is so interesting. It's a vast world. And inside that scripture are things that connect with your lust. All your lust is inside scripture. Yeah. That's why the first thing, if God helps one to carry the spirit of scripture, it will help you navigate the scripture. But if you use your own inclinations to engage the scripture, everybody that have said nonsense got it from scripture. Those who believe that cobweb can tie somebody's destiny, they got it from scripture. You know those, when you are walking and your head touch cobweb, you are beginning to be afraid that they have tied your destiny. And if cobweb can tie your destiny, leave the destiny alone. It's not. If cobweb can tie it, then the destiny in the first place is not worthwhile. You don't need it. Not rope, just cobweb. Can see how small it is. It won't do you good. So just tell Satan, take him. If me, just forget it and be without destiny. So some people believe that, and they find everything in scripture. Those were the ones who got saved from watching Kotowaye. There's a way when you watch Kotowaye very well, it has an influence.
Yes.
Yeah. Watch Kotowaye, you know, it has an influence. Aaron Yashogo and all of that. Labe Onru, Nkombe. When you get saved like that, it will affect it, right? Then there are those who do not want to be poor in life. When they engage the scripture also, everything is buying and selling. Everything they see there is law of marketing. Is one. There's a particular man, anytime he's talking Bible, it's always business. You know, I always see him lately on Instagram. Anytime he opens his managers, everything. Amen. And there are some who watched Superman. And Batman. Power Rangers. Also, those ones, whenever they read the scripture, all they see there is superpowers. Do you understand that? And I've seen all those. I remember this. My mentor told me a story of a particular man who killed his brother's wife. Yeah. His brother brought him into his house to come and live with him. And he killed the wife. And after killing the wife, he killed himself. He's a born again, a fervent guy. But his brother's wife does a lot of makeup. And so he felt like she's one of the reasons why Jesus is not coming soon. Real story, not in America, in Nigeria. Real people. And so he killed her and killed himself. It was part of the movement, the holiness movement. You see? But the thing touched his brain. So you see, there is nothing you are learning that cannot lead to madness. So you need to find out, you need to be aware of the possibility of madness and mitigate against it. I've seen madness. And out of all the, because we've been mad before. I've nearly gone mad many years ago. And those who went mad have not recovered till now. So now that after some years, when God now began to give me an assignment, it is important for me to make sure that the people who are listening to me do not go off course. Let me give an example. You remember Philip that God told to join himself with the chariots? Eh? And after doing that, he preached to the eunuch. After preaching to the eunuch, what happened to Philip? He was carried away by the Spirit. Did that happen? But there is no topic in scripture that will teach you on how to disappear. Now, immediately that story amazes you and you are longing for disappearance, it will link to the cell that makes a man, to the vein that leads to madness. Even though disappearing is possible, but it's not a message. You see, don't focus on things you can infer. A lot of us infer and turn what we can infer into a message. It's not a message. Just leave it like that. God has already told us what we will do. We'll cast out demons. We'll heal the sick. We'll raise the dead. And all those things. Those ones you can apply. The one God did not say specifically. It will be the sovereignty of the Spirit to bring it. If you start pursuing it, you have problem. And let me tell you how you know you have problem. Let me tell you. Because you might not know the signs of problem. Let me show you the signs of problem. Some of you will believe me. Some of you will not believe me. It's always like that. But you know, I'm just meant to preach. You get it. There are three areas of life where you must watch yourself to be sure whether you have problem or not. There are more than three, but I'll talk about three. One, family. When you find out that your revelation is not stabilizing your home, or your revelation is the reason for crisis in your home, it's because a strange spirit has filtered. Two, work. Your work life. When you find out there's no stability in your work life, you know, wisdom is not justified by our sins. Yeah. How is wisdom justified? By you talking about fruit. Yeah. You have to, you see, you have, don't be shy to judging yourself by the fruits. Don't, you see, there is nobody who can tell you the truth more than yourself. If you can get yourself to the point of telling yourself what? The truth. For example, you have a revelation, a deep revelation, you are very revelatory. And you find out that in a year or in 2 years, you have men who use revelation to go into relationships. And you're already in your sixth one. You don't need a prophet to tell you that there's something wrong. Am I correct? When you meet the guy, say, you know, I just sense the Lord will have us do, there is an assignment, there is just this kai, maradia. You do that, after 3 months, it doesn't work. You do another one, after 2 months, it doesn't work. You are in your sixth one, and you are still, and that's why you can't crash without pride. You need pride to crash. You don't tell yourself what? The truth. Those days we entered the spirits at one point, I told you before. We started asking ourselves out. The reason why I'm using we is because I've learned to always partake with the sin of others. It's not that I did it. So don't be looking at me with bad eye. When you are a trained intercessor, you don't castigate people. You understand? That's what makes what you say valid. Immediately you separate yourself from people, you have become an accuser of the brethren. And that's the office of Satan. That's why I always say we. It's not like I'm just following the law so that I will not receive king. Orabania masiketia wife. Paraduna wife. Erebe wife. Egidi wife. You are my wifey. Parade wife. Then the woman replied, oh, my God, I'm your husband. Oh, you mean your husband. You mean your husband. Prayer meeting. People were praying. And after a while, a lot of things happened. Sin became the order of the day. And all of that. And then from that, moved to another person. I'm going to say the wife. He's a husband. You're a husband. Move to another person. Now, you don't need anybody to. You see, the demonic realm works like flies. The demons work like flies. If you have seen them before, flies and monkey. Yes. Monkey. If you have seen a demon, they look like monkeys. Yes. They make your life fun. You know, flies. Something about flies, even though they are small, they introduce discomfort. There's one like this. I used to move in the mornings. Prayer walk those days. If you are living in a place where there's bush, that one you nearly slap your head. It's like that thing used to annoy someone. It looks like an attack because you can't focus on what. And sometimes you think it has gone, and you're already about to have peace. Yeah, that's how the demonic. You see, when you find out that you are experiencing discomfort, make sure that what you are saying and what you are experiencing is not too far. When what you are saying is so deep, and what you are experiencing is very sorrowful, you need to check in into an office of an elder and say, please help me so that you can be helped. So family, what is the second one? Work. Work. Eh?
Yes, sir.
I remember one revelatory person who will say, I just sense the Lord to have you pay my next rent. I just have a feeling you are the one paying it. I went to preach somewhere. While I was preaching, I was talking about giving or something. I was just preaching. You know how I say? And I was saying, if Jesus tells me to empty all my account to this person, I will. And I just kept preaching. The Lord did wonders, did what he wanted to do. But I just saw somebody come to me after some days and say, I have a testimony to share, sir. I said, what's the testimony? Kai, there's something from you that came upon me. I said, I'll thank God for that. And God has been using me for wonder.
Do you know when you just said that statement? You know, you were pointed at me. And somehow I just knew in my spirit that God will have you give me eventually the amount I'm meant to. Now listen to this, listen to this. This person might not be aware that he's a thief. It might be disillusioned. You see, when you are disillusioned, you won't even believe. You won't see what everybody is seeing. For example, one of the signs of demonic oppression is when you stop having your bath. You stop having your bath. It's a major sign. Because the spirits are unclean. Sometimes they manifest as unclean spirits. So sometimes when you don't feel like bathing, just force yourself and say, this thing should not be. Just go so that maybe it's an unclean spirit that is not making me have my bath. Yeah. People, why do you think one of mad men don't forget to eat? But forget to bathe. If it's a madman doesn't know anything, how come he knows to eat? Madmen don't play with food. But how come they don't bathe? It's an unclean spirit. Why is that the first thing they are aware of is they are dirty when they get healed? So don't joke with bathing. Deodorant. Yeah. Don't joke with it. When you are comfortable with body odor, you think I'm joking. You really think I'm just wanting to be funny. You really think so. It's because your soul has been connected to something that is not making you aware. You have lost awareness. When you see your children or your friends, suddenly the guy just starts getting dirty. It's a demonic spirit. So you need to check your family. You need to check your work. You also need to check your finance. Eh? You need to check your what? Your finance. You need to check your... And I'm not saying you have to be wealthy. No, of course you have to be. Why should you be poor? But that's not what I mean when I say check your finance. You need to check your finance. When you find out that you are owing too many people, you are under demonic attack. Yes. Yes. When you find out that you are owing people, you need to calm down. It's not, don't say I will be free. No, there's problem. There is a demon, and it's because there is a principle. Listen to me. There's a principle at work in your life that the demon has latched on to. So you need to retrace your step and go and deal with that principle. You'll find out that you are free. Imagine as pastor that all of you here, I'm just, you know, as I'm about to lay my hands on you, the freaking every kid, just, Pastor, please, when will you? Maybe I just want to prophesy to him.
I just sent the Lord. I need to say, Pastor, I want to tell you something. Please.
Pastor, I also want to tell you something. When are you going to repay that money? There's a principle. Am I preaching here? That you need to work on. Yes. And none of us is bigger than all these problems I'm mentioning. If you release yourself, the enemy will take you out. But the enemy cannot take you out. Is that not a good prayer?
Yes.
I said the enemy cannot take you out.
Yes.
You need to be stable. Eh? You need to be what?
Stable.
You need to be what?
Stable.
You need to be stable. You need to be stable. This is not what I plan to say today.
I already told them in the first service my message. What was my message in the first service? The definiteness of the blessing and the impossibility of a failure. I have a message. I already have a message. But I'll use that message as prayer. But I just sense that the Lord will have me say these things I've said to you. Huh? How do you know that you are in error? Things begin to fall apart. Huh? Relationships are falling. Every area of your life is falling. It's not a dealing. It's not a what? A dealing. I was saying something. I said, Bible says if you have suffered for a while, when you have suffered for too long, you need to go and question that suffering. Because the Bible says, after we have suffered for a while, doesn't look like something that is eternal, don't you think so? All of us need to, I always go back and check my life. I have people who help me investigate my life. They check it for me. I have at least two people who help me check. I'm talking practically, not with mouth. They check it and tell me, this area, you need to work on it. This area, you need to work on it. You are missing it here. And I document what they tell me, and I begin to work on it. And by the time I began to work on it, I began to see tremendous changes in those areas of my life. If I didn't work on it, if I didn't do what they asked me to do, I would think I'm going through a dealing, not knowing that I'm going through my own foolishness. Are you still here or you went somewhere? So you have to pursue what? Stability. Pursue stability. What should you pursue? You need to pursue stability first before anything. You need to be stable. And that's why you must start from the simple things. Don't start from the complex things. Start from the what? Simple things. And perfect the simple things before you go to the what? For the complex things. Praise God. You know, one of the questions that the father of the woman you want to marry will ask you as a man, for example. What question is it? What do you do? You know, a spiritual person will think that's a carnal question. But I tell you, until you have a child. Until what? Until you have a child, a daughter, you will now find that question is a very germane question. You see, don't let your spirituality rob you from answering those questions. Spiritual as we are, we ought to be able to what? Answer those questions. Those are the things that help you stable. Paul says that he that used to steal, let him steal no more. What did he say? Break into the realm. What did he say? He said, go and walk. When the children of Israel were moving from Egypt to the promised land, a lot of things was happening. Angels were bringing food for them. After a while, what did God say to them? You will now start planting, you start harvesting and all of that. You see, divine intervention cannot be lifestyle. Divine intervention cannot be lifestyle. It was just 7 years, 5-6 years ago that God taught me about saving. I hate saving before. It didn't make sense to me. In fact, I used to abuse those who save. I say, oh, the Lord is this. I'll be sharing useless revelation. Until I had a visitation from God. And God said, the way you are going like this, the way with which you are cooperating with poverty is worthy of study. Yeah. Savings. It's as important as tithing. Yeah. You have to save. Whether you will use your saving for anything is another conversation. But you have to save. The soul that does not save is unwise.
Yes, sir.
You have to save. You have to repay you have to reduce your income. Whatever income you are earning, ask yourself, if I was earning less, will I die?
If the answer is no, then you must pay yourself less. And the rest is saved. If you are earning less than 500,000, ask yourself, if I'm earning 300,000, will I go to hell? Will I perish? If the answer is no, I can live on 300K. You are better start living on that 300K and go and save the rest. If you think the 500K God gave you is to live 500K lifestyle, you know what it means to live 0K lifestyle. You have to save. It's a must to save. By the time God hit us with this revelation, I called all the pastors. I said, because then we need to save what now? Save about what? God? You mean you want to be saving God? Do you know what we are talking about? And I began to understand that God is a perfect saver. Yeah. Yeah. When God was going to save Israel, save Egypt, it's true savings. That was the revelation God gave Pharaoh. It was savings. That's the old dream. He said, I'm going to give you guys plenty in 7 years. If you think it's for flexing, Kai, you will suffer in the next 7 years after that. So according to that dream, God was already solving next 14 years problem. And he was solving it in 7 years. 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. I'm going to solve 7 years of famine by giving you 7 years of surplus. If you think the 7 years of surplus is for surplus living, That's why all the people who know, all the people who understand the spirit, the wisdom of management. Have you noticed any man who has the wisdom of management are usually more blessed than those who have other spiritual wisdom? You don't notice? You don't notice? We who say, you know, the Lord is we're coming into the realms, we're coming in. We'd go and check Samadiemi. The man is a graced, anointed administrator. Management. Nothing is an anointing, it's a grace. We will prophesy, you know, the Lord is converting the riches of the Gentiles. He's going to convert them. We have been saying that with no conversion has reached. Okay, go and learn management. If you learn management, you'll find out the conversion is already going on. It's already going on. God releases his blessing in the direction of the structure of management that is on ground. Eh? The structure of what? Management that is what on ground. You remember the multiplication of the distance? They had where to pack the remaining. God checks, do they have management? Do they have structure? It's a structure that carries prosperity. It's not desire. Prosperity, if it's desire that carries prosperity, everybody will be prosperous. There's nobody who does not desire it. You must have a plan. You must have a... So that's why this guy is a dangerous guy. I used to look at him. This guy is a dangerous guy. I fear him. This Toby is a dangerous guy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If I use extra 10 minutes, will you be angry?
Never.
All right. Let me show you something in Genesis 27 before I pray for everyone. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Father, I thank you. You know, the Lord says that he's going to lift somebody in this house. But hear the word. He says, I will lift you above the history of your family.
Yeah.
Let me show you something in Genesis 27.
We always need to ask ourselves those tough questions, you know, so that you can know whether you are on the right path. Where's my other... All right, can you take this? I like to preach with the Bible I studied with. I'm still learning to be matured. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau his older son and said to him, "My son," and he answered him, "Here am I, here I am." Then he said, "Behold now, I am old. I do not know the day of my death." Praise God. You see, now I'm not reading the scripture. I'm repeating what I said before. You see, I have had a few experiences with the Lord. Can I? I've had a few. Some I say, most I can't say, because they are a bit somehow. I can't say. And trust me, I'm not trying to hype anything. I have had them. But I tell you, if that's my focus, I won't be where I am today. Your focus must be stability. Eh? Focus on the simple things and let God come and do what he wants to do. What else should you focus on? On the simple things. For example, if this choir cannot sing give me one simple chorus, worship chorus. I say worship chorus, my dear sister. We just want to see Baba. Give me a slow chorus, another slow chorus. That is why you are God. If they can't sing worship chorus, if every time they want to sing, they want to bet a prophetic song, or if they change their name to prophetic third day singers, they will get into trouble. They will get into trouble. They will just be living in the air and the thing is empty. Their words will be more than their life and their experience. They ought to be comfortable. You see, you ought to be comfortable coming here and sing very simple songs. And if the Spirit of God comes and takes it to another level, fine. Because what we are calling deep here is not deep to him. And what you are calling simple song was a prophetic song. It came one day. It was spontaneous one day also. It was spontaneous. And that's why it has now been inculcated into our worship catalog. It's now very natural. Because God has put his spirit upon. So there's nothing wrong in those songs. But when you know, I see some people who say, any small prayer meeting the host, they call it governmental prayer. Don't stress yourself. It's not governmental prayer. Listen, I have seen the fathers be more apostolic than those who say they are apostles. Which apostolic work have we done that has surpassed what Bishop Oyedepo is doing? It's mouth we have, mouth. So we are the Davidic generation. We are not seeing anything. When David rose, we saw what David did. We can't be Davidic generation in our conferences. You can't keep doing conference and say you are the Davidic generation. The Lord is done with the former. And you have been saying that for the past 30 years. And we have not yet. The former is still the one planting most churches. Yeah. Go and check all the rural areas. It's winners that is there. Which one of you here will I say go to you will go? We say, well, the last day. Which last day? Redeem has more people to send than us. Yes. Redeem can send people to villages. They will go. You are saying, "Lord, where you want to go?" Yeah, well, did I tell you to just stay in Alagbole there? You are sorrowful. Some of you have redeemed fathers. You saw what they did to your father. And your father will just be going. Today your father is in your shoe. Tomorrow your father is in this thing. My father-in-law, as old as my father-in-law is, he has gone to, where is the new place they've carried my father to? Ijebu. Me, I said I will call him. He should not go.
All his life, David. This was somebody who was who started life working, being one of Dangote's major engineers. Engineer with Dangote. Now he joined a ministry and they have been moving him up and down. And we say we are the apostolic people. Where all we are trying to do is combine color. See now, don't I see what I want to do now? Is it not fine what I want to do? So, if you like, say it's not fine. Hey, hold on. Let's not distract ourselves. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. All the strange revelation people were sharing, where people say they should not pay tithe, they should not do. All our fathers, the revelation did not sweep them. It was we that the revelation affected. No, you go and tell your mother not to pay tithe. Go and tell your mother not to pay tithe. Go and tell your mother not to pay tithe. Now you see, tithe is go and tell her. They have been schooled. Sunday school with pamphlet. Hey. When they come to church early, they have divided into different classes from the school. They can quote Malachi. They are aware of the course. Friend, we need to wake up. We better wake up. And stop looking for what's not lost. You better wake up. And let's not use high words to deceive ourselves. You better wake up. You better wake up. You jack yourself up and wake up. And stop following. Who should teach us about the miraculous if not Kumuyi? It's Kumuyi that should teach us. It's not the mouth we are making up and down. Kumuyi should, if anybody should teach strange things, let it be Kumuyi and the Jew. Because they are the ones who have seen strange things. But they are also the ones teaching the simplest things. Some of you need to go and watch some of those people's crusades. It will just be teaching like these things are happening. Say, another little person has walked there. Oh, thank you, Father. Can we stay on the Bible study, please? Yeah. They continue. You wake up and stop blowing grammar. You just wake up there. It's not by carrying horn or blowing horn anywhere. That's not what is prophetic. Or you wore Jewish talita, what they call it? Because you wore this, you are just making your clothes not to be fine. And I'm not saying that is wrong. I'm just saying that's not it. Don't complicate anything for you. Don't run away. Don't complicate your life. In the years later, you will find out you did not. You will be happy. You're not complicated. I've complicated it before. Before, when I want to preach, I will never write down my message. Those who used to write message, I used to. That's why when somebody said they didn't understand the message I preached on Friday, I said, "Hey, in fact, somebody sent me a message. He said, guess what?" I said, "What?" He said, "Just guess." I said, "Well," he said, "I have found your messages, my old messages." He said, "I found it." He says, "I'm downloading it." He said, "I saved." I said, "How come you have it?" He said, "Those days I knew we would lose it." He said, "So I bought DVDs, CD, DVD." He said, "I saved them so that if they lose it, I will have it." He said, "I was checking my house. I found those DVDs." He said, "I'm downloading it." We don't used to preach with anybody that writes messages from here. We don't. It's not a real preacher. We don't used to preach. No. We don't preach from never. I will never preach, never, God forbid. I will never preach. I never prepare message, me prepare message. By the time I pick the mic like this, by the time I hit 2-3 tongues, I will tell you it is here. And I will be preaching as if I'm reading it. I will say they brought it. And by the time I start, I will be preaching. Someone would, I'm not praying, I'm preaching. Someone would, just listening to me, would jump, I'm not exaggerating. We lift from their chair, go up like this. Blah, one chair gone.
Oh, I'll bring. There are some of them here who know what I'm talking. They call me the prophet of Gadara. That's mad prophet. You know the madman of Gadara. So they call me the prophet of Gadara. But the casualty was high. People were entering bush, entering forest. Casualty was high. Casualty rate was high. So when I saw it, I said, Kai, we need to ask her. We need to start preaching real topical message. That's why I can preach. You know, there's teaching, there's preaching. You can't live as good as teaching is. People need to be preached to. Preaching releases faith. How many of you enjoy the preachings I've been doing? What are those topics I've been preaching? The preaching, I did 4 weeks of preaching. The woman that saved the day. All those preaching is good. Preaching will make you happy. All your problem, you find out God knows what I'm going through. Preaching makes you emotional. Yeah, you need preaching. You need preaching because your problems are real. And you need teaching also. And you need prayer. And you need fasting. Are you together with me? There are some days all you need to go and listen to is teach Jakes. Just go and please be happy. Let teach Jakes encourage you because somebody has broken your heart. Maybe one boy broke your heart. Teach Jakes will tell you, don't cry about whoever left you. They never knew you were going somewhere. Listen, I don't know. You need three jigs. Those that left you are coming back. They are coming back. Are you happy? They are coming back. You need it in your life. Oh. When I'm mentoring any woman or that any lady, I tell them the person I give them is Joyce Meyer. Every girl should have Joyce Meyer in her soul. You should have Joyce Meyer like this in your. It will make you have sense. Yeah. You can't start from Juanita Bynum. If you start from Juanita Bynum, I'm not sure. First have, and I'm not talking about, you know, there are two Juanita Bynum. If you know Juanita Bynum now, you don't know her. I'm talking of Juanita Bynum of 20 years, 15 years ago. That's Juanita Bynum. You need every woman here, you must have Joyce Meyer about 100. You'll be okay. I tell you, 100, your life will be okay. Listen to Juanita, Joyce Meyer. Not Juanita Bynum. Joyce Meyer. Even the way she talks. If you talk like that, you and your husband won't be fighting. Don't talk like Juanita Bynum at home. It's better you talk like Joyce Meyer. You'll be fine. Someone says stability. You know, in the realm of the spirit, let's not go there. Let's not go there. Be on your feet, please. I want you to feel like you are going home. Is that not a good strategy? So, as I start this one, if it's getting too long, you'll be sitting down small, small. But just everybody be on your feet. Genesis 27. You know, while I was reading this, the Lord told me I had not finished that thing I was saying, so I had to go and finish it. And since he's the one that called me, not you, I decided to obey him. All right. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not, now I can talk this one. He could not see that he called Esau. In the morning, I removed my cap. I told my protocol people that once I started preaching, there were some people who did not receive the preaching because I woke up. So I removed it to preach in the morning. But in second service, I decided that those people, if they lie, let them not receive the message. They can just be without a blessing. But now my head is paining me, so I removed the cap. Yeah. Somebody asked me that some years ago that why did I wear cap to church? I said those conversations, I had it last 20 years ago. I don't need to talk about cap. They asked me another question. now it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son," and he answered him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Behold now, I am old. I do not know the day of my death." All right? Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And make me savory food such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. All right? Now Rebecca was listening where Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there 2 choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, and that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory food such as their father loved. Then Rebecca took the choice clothes of her elder son, Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. Don't you wonder, why does a woman love her son more than her elder son? Eh? Eh? They're independent. Awesome. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hand and on their smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. But you know, even Jacob and Esau, they are twins. And the battle started since the womb. In fact, when they were coming out, Jacob wanted to come out first. But Esau came out first and Jacob held the guy's leg. Yeah. So he went to his father and said, "My father!" And he said, "Yeah, who are you, my son?" And Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to Esau, "How is it that you have found it so quickly?" It's always quick when you follow instructions. Always. It's always quick. When you what? But when you go to the field by yourself, accidents will happen. You know how many of you would have done well and gone farther and gone quicker if you followed instructions? You will make, you know, Esau went to the field. A lot of things happen in the field. A lot of issues. Right? Are you here?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear your voice. I said, are you here?
Yes, sir.
I still cannot hear your voice. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
I'm not wasting your time. I'm blessing you.
Yes, sir.
I'm not wasting your time. Yeah, I'm not. Where do you want to go to?
Nowhere, sir.
Anywhere you go to, is there anybody telling you anything there? What are they telling you there? Some of you say, after the service, it's the person that wants to deceive you, you want to go and see. You came here because you know the Lord will bless you here. So you relax, right? But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son, Esau, or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother's Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Right? Then he said, "Are you really my son, Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me and I will eat of my son's game." so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said to him, come now near and kiss me, son. And he came near and kissed him and smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field with the Lord has blessed. So the prophetic kicked in now. Do you understand? It was doubting all the while. But at this point, the prophetic kicked in, because what is the smell of? Is there a perfume that when you smell it, you know the person is blessed? No, that's not the point here. This was like a prophetic inclination that truly, this is the person the Lord wants to bless. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth. If you didn't smell that thing, it won't release that blessing. No. It smelled that thing. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven. This is the blessing I want to release today. But I want to say something before I release this blessing. Don't say amen yet. We are reading it as a text. I will tell you when it's time for amen. And when you receive this blessing, your world will know that you are blessed. Oh, am I in the right church like this? Therefore, may God give you of the dew of the heaven, the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be one who blesses you. Now it happened as soon as the blessing had finished, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob has scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food and bread to his father and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless him. And his father Isaac said to him, who are you? He said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him. Hey, and indeed. There are about three people in this place, in this story, that we need to be like. One, Isaac, that is sure that he carries a blessing. Jacob, that is sure that he needs a blessing. And Rebecca, that is sure that there is a blessing. If there's something the Jewish man knows and is aware of, is the blessing. And that is the language of God. The blessing is what? Is the language of God. You see, if your soul can begin to appreciate that thing called the blessing, if you know that that's the only way God shares inheritances, that it is the confirmment of words, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry and said to his father, bless me also, O my father. But he said, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my best birthright. And Esau still introduced himself as firstborn. And he didn't know that what mandates who the blessing goes on is the firstborn. And then in chapter 25, he had sold it. And so he's just firstborn paper. He's not firstborn in spirit anymore. He thought it was a joke. You will not joke your way out of the blessing. He said, have you not reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to him, indeed, I have made him your master and all his brethren. I have given him as servants. With grain and wine, I have sustained him. Now, this was just some seconds after the blessing on Jacob. But the father said, indeed, I have made him your master. The manifestation might not have happened, but as we're speaking right now, he's already your master. So it's not that he will be your master. He's already your master. You know, this morning something is coming upon you that will already be. Amen. Are we together here? Can you help me move this away, please? I have given to him as servants with grain and wine. I have sustained him. Are we together here? You are sustained with grain and wine. I say you are sustained with grain and with wine. You are a leader. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I bring a blessing upon your life. Ora dia kabashandi kaba satoma. Aha, koradina. In your fields of engagements, in all that you do. Oleni kabaiko kabaikara. I don't know about whatever is going on in your family, but there's another family. Another family. This family of God. You are made a master. Ora dikamo fe paradisu mai koba ashakaya. You are made a master above your colleagues. You are made a master above your colleagues. You are made a master above your colleagues. You are sustained with grain and with wine. You will not know lack in the name of Jesus. The dew of heaven, dew of heaven, dew of heaven, the dew of heaven, the dew of heaven. Oh, rekabababababa shama. I say the dew of heaven, the dew of heaven, the dew of heaven. Let the dew of heaven permeate your heaven, your space. Let it permeate your life. Let it permeate your soul. The Lord has asked me to bless you. Ora dila bashanda rabakatolo borogodiasa. Everywhere you go, you will smell like the one that the Lord has blessed. You smell like the one the Lord has blessed. You smell like the one has blessed. You will not know disfavor. You will not know disfavor. You are accepted. You are accepted. You are granted. You are given. You have access. You have favor. You are not pushed aside. You are welcomed. In the name of Jesus. Fatness of the earth. That's your portion. Fatness of the earth. That's your portion. Fatness of the earth. That's your portion. Fatness of the earth. Fatness of the earth. Fatness of the earth. Not the lean things, not the lean things, not the lean things. Until it is fat, it is not yet yours. The fat is yours. When they are sharing portions, you always get the fat one. You always get the fat one. Oh my goodness, you always get the fat one. You always get the fat one. Oh, you get the fat one. Oh, you get the fat one. Your babies are healthy. Your business is fat. Your salary is fat. Oh, you get the fat one. Your position is fat. That which is fat is yours. Fatness of the earth. corn and wine, 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 corn and wine. Oh, shaba ba 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 rakika. Nations bow to you. I had an encounter of the Lord and the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, son, the nations is your workforce. The world is your workforce. Under that divine utterance that the Lord put in my spirit that day, under that same utterance, which you have decided to put which you have decided to come under the covering. Because of that, nations will bow to you. All the continents will bow to you. From today, anyone that curses you is cursed. Anyone that curses you is cursed. I say, anyone that curses you is cursed. Anyone that curses you is cursed. Anyone that curses you is cursed. We curse anyone that curses you. Let anyone that curses you be cursed. And all those who bless you are blessed. I said they are blessed. I said they are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Give me chapter 28. Let me release the blessing there. It was twice Isaac blessed Jacob. Let's receive the second blessing. Chapter 28, verse 3. Oh my goodness. The blessing is here. The blessing is here. May the Almighty God bless you. You will be fruitful and you multiply. You shall be an assembly of peoples in the name of Jesus. Verse 3. Aha. From today, you enter into fruitfulness and multiplication. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Anyone who launches his faith to this, you step into fruitfulness. You step into multiplication. Multiply in the name of Jesus. The Lord make you an assembly of peoples. You carry the blessing of Abraham. You carry the blessing of Abraham. Your seed carry the blessing of Abraham. Oh my goodness, you inherit the land of strangers. You inherit the land of strangers. Kumaya Duma, Orados, Kamele, Galakama, you will never be small. You will never be small. You are gonna be great. Hey. Anyone who tries to stumble, any child who tries to stop you, they shall lose their lives. They shall lose their peace. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Come on, everyone, be on your feet. Those kneeling down, get up, be on your feet.
Lift up your hands like who is blessed. Lift it up. Lift it up like one who is blessed. Oh, thank you, my Father. Oh, thank you, my Father. Are you blessed? I said, are you blessed? I said, are you blessed? I said, are you blessed? You can never be cursed. You can never be cursed. Isaac told Jacob. He was telling Esau. He said, Jacob is already blessed indeed. Jacob is already greater than you. There's nothing anyone can do about it again. You are already blessed. I said you are already blessed. You are already sustained. Already sustained. With bread and wine. Come and say it's already done. It's already done. All those under the sound of my voice. All those connected to this work. All those connected to this calling. You can never be small. I said you can never be small. The possibility does not exist. I'm talking to you about the definiteness of the blessing. And the impossibility of your failure. Your blessing is definite. Your blessing is definite. Your blessing is definite. Failure is not possible. Failure is not possible. Failure is impossible. Your blessing is definite. Your greatness is definite. Your bigness is definite. Your takeover is definite. Your global relevance is definite. You are sustained. You are blessed. You are blessed. Most blessed. In the name of Jesus. Come and give God a shout of praise in the house. I want to hear the voice of those who are blessed. Let them hear your voice. Hallelujah. You are going to take 2 minutes to give God praise. Bread and wine. Fatness of the heart. We are going to take 2 minutes to give God a praise. Are you ready for this? Oh, let's sing.
Yeah. Mama, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hold your neighbor's hands. Let me pray finally. Father, the way you have favored this work, the way you have favored me, that favor that you have, that favor of God, let it now work in every life.
Amen.
In a more heightened dimension.
Amen.
Father, I ask for increase in favor.
Amen.
In every life.
Amen.
Let them find favor. You see, you don't need anybody to, you don't need everybody to love you. But those that matter in the fulfillment of your destiny, those ones must love you.
Amen.
Father, everyone that matter in the fulfillment of our destinies, let your favor cause them to love us.
Amen.
Let doorkeepers love us.
Amen.
Let gatekeepers love us.
Amen.
By your favor, Lord, the days ahead are days of testimonies that sound like lie. The days ahead are days of testimonies that sound like a lie. Your testimony will be accused of exaggeration. Men will accuse your testimony. Even though you are telling the truth, even though you are even trying to make it modest, they will accuse you of exaggeration. Hear this. Your life, the way God will walk with you, men will have to pray and to work hard not to envy you.
Amen.
God will make you a candidate of envy.
Amen.
It will take the strong not to envy you.
Amen.
This is the story of your life.
Amen.
This is what shall now go on with your life.
Amen.
Because you are blessed indeed. And you are sustained indeed.
Amen.
Come on, can you give God a shout of praise?